This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We will start with Team USA because we are the champions. Cue the queen. Yes, we are. Team USA won the CONCACAF Gold Cup last night. It was just a great game. Took a lot of turns and twists and whatnot. Fantastic. I want to give a shout-out to some of my favorite players on that
Call
team.
Call them out, Rod.
Of course,
Call
I
them out loud.
Love Clint Dempsey.
Clint Dempsey.
Zonis. Big fan of Zonis.
Jordan
Morris, who scored the
Jordan
game winner.
Morris.
Who can not root for a guy like Josie Altidore?
Josie Altidore.
And Clevinger.
Clevy
ball.
So just a phenomenal
Clevy ball.
Phenomenal victory for Team USA winning this thing. Sixth time they've won the CONCACAF
Gold
Cup.
Kick that ball.
Beating Jamaica 2-1. And again, a game that a lot of twists, a lot of turns. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about.
It was sounds exciting.
A lot of fun to watch.
Thank you,
and
Rob.
Again, 2-1 victory. We are the champions. In Major League Baseball, the Nationals beat the Brewers 8-5. In that game, Bryce Harper was ejected.
Swing and a miss on the fastball at 98. And Bryce Harper's been tossed. He slams down his bat, gets in Chris Siegel's face. And now he's going to further demonstrate where the strike zone is.
Oh, my.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, Harper did not like this umpire from the get-go. The umpire was Chris Siegel. He didn't like Siegel's strike zone. And after swinging on that third strike in the eighth inning, Harper turned to Siegel and said something that got him ejected in less than a second.
Wow.
And that's impressive. I mean, that is impressive.
You bet.
In any league. In any league, an ejection that quick. I'm not exactly sure what he said, but he got it out quick. And the umpire responded just as quickly. It's fantastic.
Nice. Nice.
In Tampa Bay, the Baltimore Orioles, they dropped another one. They lose to the Rays 5-1. In Texas, the Marlins destroyed the Rangers 22-10. We mentioned this game not because of the score, though.
What?
Because something strange happened in it. Third baseman for the Rangers, Adrian Beltre, he too, like Harper, was ejected from the game. Ejected from his game. He was ejected for moving the team's on-deck circle.
What the heck are you talking about?
I'm talking about the big, round, circular, that sounded repetitive, the big, round, circular, I'm a moron. The circular rubber thing that the players stand on when they're waiting to get to the plate to take their turn at
bat. The on-deck circle.
The on-deck circle, well, those things are, if they're not painted on the field.
Yeah, I thought it was just paint.
Some of them are.
Okay.
If they're not painted on the field, there are these big round circles made out of industrial rubber.
So it's like a mat.
It's a big giant mat.
With your logo on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Beltre, being that rascal that he is, for some reason decided he didn't like where the on-deck circle was, so he leaned down and started pulling it away. He moved it. And as he got back on top of it to where he thought it should be or where he wanted it to be, the umpire was watching him doing this. You can't do that. He just ejected him. He didn't even say anything to him. He just yelled, "You're out of the game." And then the manager for the Rangers came out, Jeff Banister. He too ejected. I'm sure both of them were happy to be out of the game because, again, they were getting clobbered, and they lost 22-10. Yep. Norfolk Tides lost a close one to the Rail Riders yesterday, 5-4. They're going to try to get those Rail Riders, those pesky Rail Riders today during a business person special at Harbor Park, 12:05 first pitch. Tim Tebow remains hot. And he's playing really well, too. 3-for-5, run batted in, run scored last night against the Bradenton Marauders, who are the single A, the high single A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Tebow's still batting well over 300. He did commit 2 errors last night, but 3-for-5, a run scored and a run batted in. I say call him up. Call him straight up to those New York Mets who are not going to do anything this season. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco going to be out 3 to 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got a disc issue in his back. Not sure how that happened. Maybe he stepped off a curb the wrong way. Ryan Mallett will be in line now to be the first-team quarterback for as long as Flacco is out. Number two on the list is Dustin Vaughn, but this could open up the door for one Colin Kaepernick. Chicago Bears may have traded up to get that quarterback Mitchell Trubisky with the number two overall pick in the most recent draft, but reports out of Chicago, he will start his NFL career not as the number one quarterback, not as the number two quarterback, but the number three QB.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific.
He's going to be behind Mike Lennon and the butt fumbler, Mark Sanchez. That must be tough if you're Mark Sanchez, because you know, all around the country, when your name is mentioned, sports fans, people that are NFL fans, the first thing that goes through their head is butt fumbler.
You're the butt fumbler. Yeah. Did you ever know a guy that got a nickname that then you he just could never outrun it?
Well, I used to be called P-Hands.
They still do?
No. Occasionally my brother Steve might throw that out there. But yeah, I think he caught me coming out of the bathroom one time when I was 12 without washing my hands.
Yeah.
Started screaming P-Hands. So.
And so that you got stuck with that for the rest of your life.
I was stuck with it until I moved
so
out of the house.
So he's the butt fumbler and you're P-Hands.
That's right.
And I knew a guy that threw up on a girl making out at a party, and he had to change schools. It got so bad for him. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. And that's all anybody can ever remember, that one incident.
Maybe it was her fault. Maybe she was just ugly or had bad breath or something.
No, this is bad. This is a lot of drinking. It's a lot of it's a lot of being in, like, the 11th grade and drinking.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's really what it was.
Yeah, okay.
Well, at least I didn't do that. I'm just peeing.
I won't name him because God knows he can live around here now. I have no idea.
Brad.
Tight end Martellus Bennett. Tight end Martellus Bennett, who just won a Super Bowl with the Patriots when they beat the Falcons. Mm-hmm. In the offseason, signed with the Green Bay Packers. He arrived at camp yesterday, but he got there too late and had to sleep in the locker room on the floor because he got to the dorms too late. So he didn't want to miss camp, and he didn't want to get off on the wrong foot.
Right.
So he just slept in the training room.
We love that.
So do the fans.
Yeah.
It shows commitment.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, now what am I going to do? Let me just drive far away, find some place to stay. No, he's
Green
ready
Bay,
to play.
There's only so much.
Yeah, you got to like that. One day after they said RG3 had a good workout for them, the Los Angeles Chargers decided not to sign RG3, but instead make a trade with the Buffalo Bills for quarterback Cardale Jones.
Yeah.
They get Cardale Jones. In return, the Bills get 6 packs of smokes and 2 canisters of barbecue-flavored Pringles.
Yeah.
And finally this, the New England Patriots, they're pretty good. Their quarterback, Tom Brady, earning the 99 overall rating for the new Madden game, which is the highest.
That's the highest you can get.
Second on the list, Aaron Rodgers, followed by Matt Ryan, then Drew Brees, and then Ben Roethlisberger. Those were your top 5. Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck both got honorable mentions, but were outside the top 5. Here's your fun fact, and this is a great fun fact. It is a life hack. I did not know this.
Yeah.
Kind of like a few weeks ago when I found out you're supposed to scrub potatoes before you actually eat them. I never knew that.
Who knew?
Well, apparently everybody.
I didn't know scrub, I guess, but I mean, I will always wash them.
Yeah, I had no idea that you did that.
Yeah,
you know, baked potato. I had no idea.
A lot of people would say it doesn't matter, you're going to bake it, and that kills everything. I'm not sure that kills everything.
Well, look at me. I'm fine, and I've been eating dirty potatoes all my life.
Your whole life.
But
right.
This is a great life hack.
Yeah.
You can sharpen dull scissors by cutting into aluminum foil a few times.
Oh, that's great.
That's a great life hack.
That's good. That's real good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank
you're,
you,
You're
Rod.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Is there a life hack for getting pee off your hands?
I washed my hands. It was like one time.
Sure.
I was like 12.
Okay, pee hands.
Hey, you went with it, though. You know, I give you credit for that. You might, now you're Mr. Hand Sanitizer.
Well, I remember my brother TJ had a big butt. He was lard ass.
Everybody has a thing.
And the thing was,
you can always wash your hands with his asshole.
And my dad went with all the nicknames, but he shortened them. He'd yell, "Hey, L.A. and P.H., get in here."
Because the other was too much for him. Just too much.